Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Mother's Day is around the corner. Find the perfect gift for the mom in your life with a stunning piece of jewelry from Blue Nile. From timeless pearls to dazzling gemstones, Blue Nile has something she'll adore. Need it fast? Most items can ship overnight. Plus, enjoy guaranteed free shipping and returns. Don't miss our special Mother's Day deals. Save big on the season's most beautiful trends. For a limited time, get up to 50% off by going to BlueNile.com. That's BlueNile.com.
Warning, this podcast contains explicit language and content some listeners may find objectionable. This is a work of fiction. Any similarities to persons living or deceased, organizations, places, or events is purely coincidental. This podcast is protected under copyright. Listener discretion is advised. This is The Offensive.
Oh, hey, Patrick.
Dwight.
Listen, before we go in there, there's been a change of plan.
For what?
ASG are going to withdraw the offer they made to you.
You fucking what?
They just feel that after all of this and the position the club finds itself in now, it's money down the toilet.
Oh, great. So I get flushed instead, do I?
You could have accepted this deal a month ago.
There was a worldwide pandemic, Dwight.
Regardless, we offered you chance after chance and the delays have forced our hand.
Oh, you are such a twat. You really are.
We can discuss that another time. Right now, we have this call.
Are they going to sack me, Dwight?
I don't know. Come on.
Dwight!
Ashwood City Football Club were one of the founding members of the Football League in 1888 and remain one of only a handful of clubs to have never been relegated from the Premier League. Despite a turbulent and disruptive start to their five-year plan, Ashwood City achieved European qualification and they now enter season two of The Offensive. Ashwood City ownership Anaheim Sports Group have arranged an urgent conference call with the club hierarchy to discuss the events of the past week, the immediate repercussions of those events, and the future directions of Ashwood City Football Club.
And confirmation of attendance, myself as the Anaheim Sports Group Director of Operations, I have with me Patrick Nolan, Chief Executive of Ashwood City. Alongside him is Chris Woodall, the sporting director of Ashwood City. And in addition to that, we have Jessica Tate. She is the head of communications for Ashwood City.
Hey, guys, I'm Vince, the COO. We've spoken before, Patrick. This is Jeff, the CFO. We've got Amanda, director of sales. And now it's Tommy, Gus. We've got Doug and Kristen. You know those guys? Some of our shareholders from Singapore and a couple of the Hong Kong guys or joining us via Zoom. Hey, folks. Okay, so I got those. I got Pete and Dave, of course, who are the independent analysts. And then we've got our legal counsel jumping on this call, too. That's Rob Frank, Linda, Amy, Chris, Jennifer, and Huey. So, yeah, just a small turnout today. We're going to be taking notes. We'll touch base with the rest of the team in due course. Okay, so... So thank you for joining us today. Now, if you could take us through what has happened, how we got here, and what next steps to take, that'll be great.
Okay. Patrick, would you like to take that one?
Would love to, yeah. Hi, guys. Patrick here, captain of the ship. Well, you know, sort of. I don't steer it as such. I sort of delegate the day-to-day running of the ship. You know, I'm not like firing cannons or dropping the anchor, or hoisting the mainsail.
Patrick?
So, in the build-up to the West Ham game, as I'm sure you know, we were in the process of acquiring a new head coach.
That's Dan Watson, right?
That's right, yeah.
Okay, cool.
So, I think it was a Thursday before the game. We were planning for his return, how the club could recognise that moment. Jess and I.
Hello, Chirpy. What the hell is this, then?
A stage.
A stage in the executive bar?
Yep.
For?
The band.
A band?
Yeah, a band.
Like a band?
Yeah.
What, like the Foo Fighters or something?
No, not a band. A band. You know, like violins and cellos and stuff.
So hold on. In the event that we beat West Ham...
Which we will. No,
I'll come back to that. In the event, you're having a celebratory party up here in the executive suite only.
That is correct.
You've hired a cellist.
Well, a whole team. You know, a quartet.
Doesn't exactly scream we fucking did it, does it? A fucking cello.
Look, Jess, these are posh, rich, highly educated, rich people.
You already said rich.
Trust me, this will remind them of all the private schoolboy stuff they've grown up with.
What's this?
So that contains confetti. When the final whistle happens, it will go bang! Confetti everywhere.
Right, this seems excessive.
Let me tell you how a new manager bounce works. Okay, it's all on the surface. It's just mood and environment. The executive bar is no different. We have to, you know, shut the door on the old chapter. This is a new era of positivity.
Hey, the Brothers Grimm. There you are. Okay, you're not going to like this.
What?
What the fuck is that?
It's a bandstand.
No, that.
That's the head of communications.
Oh, God.
Oh, fuck off, Woody.
Right, what's the bad news?
I didn't say it was bad news.
Yes, you did.
No, I did not. I said you're not going to like this.
Right, okay. Christ, what am I not going to like?
Rob doesn't like the bonus structure.
What's not to like, Woody? If Dan keeps us up, he gets £4 million.
Right, but Rob's point is, and I don't agree with this, I'm just passing the message on, so don't shoot the messenger, all right?
Spit it out, Woody.
Rob thinks that there should be a bonus for, you know, yes, we're relegated, but we made a good go of it. Type thing.
What?
As I said, no shooting, please.
A bonus for getting relegated? Are you fucking kidding me?
Woody, go back in there and tell him to fuck off.
I feel like I'm taking some fire
here.
What
the fuck is going on?
Right, look. Just chill. It's just fucking dick swinging, right?
Excuse me, do you see me swinging my dick? Are my flies even undone? No, I'm just sat here waiting for them to come to the table and I got fucking helicopter cocks everywhere.
Well, I've been sort of swinging your dick for you, you know?
Well, I'd rather you didn't, all right? Keep your hands to yourself.
I could say that we could offer a bonus for 18th place.
18th?
Aye.
You mean best of the worst?
Aye.
You mean least shit of the shittest?
Aye, like, you know, we're 19th now, there's a 7-point gap to get out, looks impossible, so here's a reward for getting us close.
Okay,
you
know? I really feel like shooting the messenger.
I feel like stabbing the messenger in the fucking eye right now.
Look, I'm trying to sort this out. You're just sat waiting for it to suddenly fall in your lap.
Woody, I am not giving bonuses for relegation. End of discussion.
But I think Dan feels it's so late in the day, like, survival-wise.
Because of him! Because of fucking him!
I know.
Oh, this is again, a fucking character assassination. He knows that everyone will blame the penny-pinching chief exec, not the fucking messiah himself. Ah, no, of course not him.
Patrick, look at the fixtures, pal.
Yeah, West fucking Ham. It's ideal, Woody. It's David Moyes, for heaven's sake.
Aye, but after that, fucking Tottenham, Everton, Villa, United, it's a death sentence.
Yeah, well, put us out of our misery.
Dan's feeling is that sometimes money proves intent. And you giving the money over to him shows that, you know, you're invested in him.
Okay, here's what you're going to tell him, all right? And listen very fucking closely, messenger boy, Melinda Messenger. Tomorrow, the day before the game, Dan Watson, Rob Jefferson, Chris Woodall and Patrick Nolan will meet at 9 a.m. in the boardroom. No ifs, no buts, the deal will be done. Okay, any stipulations, any discrepancies, tweaks, fucking I's that need dotting and T's that need crossing will be done to my face. Is that understood?
Understood.
Confirmation from our side, please, Dwight. Did the meeting take place, the meetup?
What meeting?
The Dan Watson, meeting?
Yes. Yeah, it did.
Okay, so this is where we have our legal matter. Is that
right? I should just clarify here, folks, it's highly unusual to have these kinds of meetings, you know, the day before a match.
Yeah, Chris is correct.
It's just the magnitude of the game meant we needed Dan through the door in time for the bounce.
The bounce? Can you clarify that?
The new manager bounce?
Right, okay, what is that?
Will he take over? So sometimes you'll sack a coach just to get a new one in and lift the spirits a bit, you know, out with the old and with the new. But in this case, he's not that new. He's sort of old, but new old.
Understood. Okay, so how did this meeting play out?
Patrick, I think you're probably best to explain.
Oh, fuck's sake. Yes, I can. So, the meeting was for the day before the West Ham game. But, you know, I made sure that I booked it in at 9 a.m. so that Dan would still have some time with the players. Everyone arrived on time.
Right, they're coming. They're at the front desk.
Roger that. Yep.
I've got Dan and Rob here.
Send them into the war room. Christine.
Which room is the war room?
The boardroom. Send them into the boardroom.
You ready?
Yeah. You?
Aye.
Just a sec.
What are you doing?
Mind games.
How is this mind games?
Because it looks like we're really busy, doesn't it?
No, it sounds like we're undressed, for heaven's sake. come in.
Robert. Danielle.
All right.
Patrick. Woody.
Gentlemen, take a seat, please. Rob, I've shown you the finalised contract. I trust that's been shared with you, Dan.
Yeah, it has, yeah.
Great. So, Woody, are you happy with the revised terms?
Delighted.
Yeah, we've met some of the requests you've made. Naturally, I can't fulfil all of them, but that's life, isn't it? So what I'll do is I'll start by signing my bit first.
Patrick.
What?
You ignored the bonus we put forward?
Yeah, you put that forward, and I'm suggesting that you put it backward. You know, all the way back to a figment of your imagination.
Oh, Jesus, Patrick.
Rob, let me. Patrick, look, I work for the FA. I just managed one of the biggest clubs in Europe.
Who's that?
Valencia.
Yeah, biggest clubs in Europe in fucking 2001.
I am the only hope that this club has.
Careful, Dan.
I'm just saying, I deserve to be treated with respect. With a good deal. You can't just rush this through and expect me to say yes.
Rush this through?
Yeah.
Rush this through? This has taken a fucking month! Daniel, we are bleeding out here, mate, and we gave you the courtesy of time while we lost fucking gallons of blood.
That was both parties. You could have paid the Valencia fees.
Yes, yeah, and you could have waived them, mate, if you love Ashwood City that much.
Okay, let's get back on message, shall we? Look, Daniel, Howard's been taking the team all this week, and the lads look good, so don't worry. Tomorrow will be fucking glorious. We can set up a temporary deal. That's fine. Let's get that game out of the way, get the spirits high, and we'll revisit this.
Oh, Christ.
I like that offer.
I don't.
I don't either.
Why not?
Because he beats West Ham and suddenly he's got a gun to my head.
And if West Ham win, England's best coach gets a shitty contract at a doomed club.
England's best coach?
Yeah, England's best coach.
Rob, why don't you fuck off back to managing strippers, you seedy, opportunistic wanker?
Why don't you fuck off back to city financing, you greedy, narcissistic banker?
All right, lads, come on, for fuck's sake.
Look, here's the offer. The bonus is a fee payable dependent on league position, right, Rob?
Right.
Meaning
if Dan finishes 18th, the bonus is 20% less. 19th, it's at 40%.
No.
Why not?
Let me think, because A, it's fucking mental, and B, you've already got a clause in here that Dan can walk away if we're in the championship.
Then I don't see how we can make this happen.
Why not?
Because you're asking me to be captain of a sinking ship.
You don't even have a ship at the moment.
Yeah, I'm not at sea, Patrick. Okay? I'm not at sea. You know, I'm on land. Yeah? I'm safe.
I'm fucking lost here. Daniel, take the deal seriously, pal.
Woody, did you not just hear the man?
Oh, sorry. I couldn't hear the little mermaid under the crashing ocean waves.
Look, he's not taking the job if these terms aren't met.
He can speak for himself. Dan, fucking tell him now, all right? It's you and Ashwood. It's fucking Sonny and Cher.
Sonny and Cher are divorced, Woody.
Daniel!
He's right.
Thank you.
Not you, Woody. Rob is right.
Dan, think about what you're saying.
Taking this job again was about mutual respect, okay?
Dan.
And if I'm not being offered, you know, respect, then we can't even begin to, you know, discuss, you know, money and season targets.
Come on, Dan. Let's shoot off. Gentlemen, best of luck with it.
What the fuck? Dan! Dan!
What?
Please. Please, take the fucking job. It'll work. All right, we can do this. The old gang.
Patrick.
Dan, please, I'm begging. I'm on my fucking knees, mate.
Get up, Patrick.
Patrick, come on.
Please, take the job. Save the club, rebuild the team, the offensive. Remember the offensive?
I don't think that this is the right next step for me, Patrick.
Dan! Please.
But best of luck, guys.
Bon voyage. See you on the high seas.
Fuck you, Rob, you fat cunt.
Oi, 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 back off.
Guys, come on.
Get off of me.
Captain Rob, you know I'd look good on you.
What's that?
Fucking A-Pack.
Woody,
fuck. Jesus Christ.
Now get off your ass and fuck off, you fucking time-wasting fucks.
It's over.
Oh, no.
Thanks. Hey, Kieran, can you send Patrick in? I'm Patrick. What?
The Offensive Podcast is now on Patreon. With a single level subscription tier of just $5 a month, you can become an official member of the Super Whites with the Ashwood City season ticket. You'll get an access all areas pass to Dartley Park and receive previously unseen behind the scenes footage. This will include sit-down, one-on-one, in-depth interviews with both creatives and the cast of the show. You'll also receive club shop discounts and exclusive merchandise for Patreons only. Monthly downloads will continue in the off-season and will include MP3 downloads of songs featured in the show, such as the Ashwood City song,
"We're Bigger Than Gillingham,"
and a full, previously unheard, 4-minute version of
"It's the End of the World as We Know It."
Your money will go towards running costs and maintaining our current high standards. It will allow us to continue to bring you a show described as must-listen by The Guardian, ultra-sharp by GQ, and sharper than Luis Suarez's left canine by The Football Pink. Sign up now for a one-tier price of just $5 a month. You'll become an official fan of the club and enjoy all these benefits and so much more. Visit patreon.com/Ashwood City and get your membership today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage, Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over 3 glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that? I can't even remember. Yeah.
You do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
Actually, I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would think of that. Have you thought about getting your own fucking hour?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know.
I know my way around a duck.
So, if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper, and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.
We could call it Pete and Mark's Colossal Tussle.
But we didn't. We called it Wrestle Me. Wrestle Me, Mark.
Wrestle Me, Peter.
A celebration of all things WrestleMania and beyond. And you may be thinking, I'm not really into wrestling. Well, don't worry. There's something for everyone. To be honest, it's mainly about stuff like this.
So hang on. Easy Lover was the original theme on WrestleMania.
It was. Someone heard it on the radio and went, that sums up everything about WrestleMania to me.
And this.
You can really see the old back acne on test.
Yes.
And this.
Is it worth reminding people of what Earthquake John Tenta looked like at 23 years old?
Yeah, I think so.
And this.
For the record, Marty has made it very clear, and I agree and believe him, that he has never, A, had sex with his daughter, or B, wanted to have sex with his daughter.
And the people behind the face paint doing the most unique job in the entire world. Get it wherever you get your podcasts. That's Wrestle Me.
Wrestle Me, Mark.
Wrestle Me, Pete.
So... Right, okay. So, that's not cool. That's the lawsuit we're looking at, then?
Hey, no. I don't know if we call it a lawsuit.
Chris, it's a legal action against you. It's a lawsuit.
What, for knocking him out?
You didn't knock him out.
Yes, I did.
No, you didn't.
Jess, he landed on his arse. Sorry, on his bum. No, it'd be butt. He landed on his butt.
That doesn't mean you knocked him out.
Guys!
Sorry, Dwight. Sorry.
okay, so we're happy there. That at least covers the pre-match game situation. Talk us through the actual game.
Patrick?
Oh, God. Right, so, Howard Jagger took charge of the team for the game. It was a sellout, as expected, and we started brightly. You know, we played a decent brand of football.
Looking for bodies, looking for passes. This is Masuaku, and he's lost out to Gustavo. Tenacious start from the Brazilian. A new lift in the Ashwood City lineup. A new bite, a new desire. Here's Nicholas Timmerman, and now here's Akufo, who's going to have a go from here! That is incredible. Christian Akufo, the £66 million man with a priceless goal for Ashwood City. What a strike that was. Absolutely sublime.
Oh, what did I miss? What did I miss?
Did you wash your hands?
Of course I fucking did.
Christian Akufo, wonder goal.
Oh, why do I always miss the wonder goals? All I ever see are deflections and tap-ins.
Hey, pal, you see that absolute wonder goal? Akufo screamer yet again.
No, I missed it.
Ah, never mind. Atmosphere's fucking decent, isn't it?
This is good. This is really, really good. God, if I'd known I could have just chucked Howard in the dugout, I'd have done it in December.
September would have been better, really, Patrick.
He drew against Brighton as well, didn't he?
Who?
Howard, when Eric was banned.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Is he not
as completely shit and airheaded as he seems?
Maybe. Just maybe.
Look at this place. Fuck me. The rich fuckers are absolutely bouncing.
Yeah, it's a mixture of cocaine and a lifetime of financial security, Woody. Tends to get you pretty pumped up.
This is it. This is the mood change we've been waiting for. Right, Jess, go and attack the advertisers with Alex. Get them while they're weak.
Get them to do what? Buy me a drink?
No. Buy me a renewed sponsorship deal.
Oh, what boring.
It's good work with the band, pal.
Good, aren't they?
They're great.
It's a change of tone. Yeah, it's positive thinking, Woody, my friend. Be confident, celebrate the win, or you will get the win.
Go on, tell me that.
What?
Yes,
you two. 2-0!
Marcelo crunching in, and that's the half-time whistle. Well, this place is unrecognisable. David Moyes straight down the tunnel. But all eyes are on the Ashwood City caretaker coach. You know, Mick Jagger once said, you can't always get what you want. Well, tell Howard Jagger that. The perfect half of football for Ashwood City. A vital lead, light at the end of the tunnel. Half-time here at Dartley Park. Ashwood City 2, West Ham United 0.
Yeah, so then I said to him, look, just come to the country club and you can borrow one of my towels, you know?
No, you didn't.
Yeah.
Did you?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
God, look at him.
It is Alan.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
I feel like he sounds richer when he's talking to them up, you know?
I know what you mean, though. His laugh's different, too.
What a big fucking
you beggar.
Charlie, you scallywag!
Scallywag? Charlie? Ha, ha, ha! Who the fuck are you?
Hey, let's let the confetti off now. Let's do it.
How many have you had?
I had a drinking game with the chaps in the corner.
Ah, fuck off with your chaps.
Well, good chaps, those guys.
Chaps? Christ almighty.
What's wrong with saying chaps?
Chaps is just the word for the classmates you fondled at private school.
Have you opened the champagne already?
You better believe it, Jessica, my buddy. My pal.
Get off.
What?
Don't put your arm round me.
Don't touch her, pal. You don't know where she's been.
He's fucking drunk.
I'm drunk on the atmosphere. And the intoxicating aura of our club rising from adversity, defying the critics.
Goal, West Ham.
Fuck.
Bad defending.
Yep.
Come on. Positivity. All right, this is the new Ashwood City.
Positivity, of course. You hear that, chaps?
Woody, don't.
Oh, I'm just messing about.
I want smiles on your faces. Okay, smile.
What do you mean?
Fucking smile now, both of you.
This feels weird.
Aye, it's called smiling, Jess.
I don't like it.
Look at Moyes.
Christ, he's up for this fight, pal.
What's going on?
I think Howard is making a sub.
Is he taking off a Kufo?
I think he might be limping.
Fuck.
Patrick, you're not smiling.
Bollocks, right. How long left?
We're on 72 minutes, pal.
Okay. Well, he's bringing on Timmerman.
What? That's not Timmerman, you dev. Timmerman's already playing. He scored their second goal. No, he's bringing on Nepic, and he's going to sit in front of the back four.
That's great. Just hold on, Howard, for fuck's sake.
West Ham on the attack again.
Yes, I know, Jess. I fucking know that. I have eyes.
Can we stop smiling now, please?
No! I'm going to get the band to play something upbeat. Any ideas?
What about the Sky Sports news theme?
Right, forget I ever asked.
Where are you going?
I'm getting them to play something different.
Oh, God, my cheeks hurt. Do your cheeks hurt?
Agony. Absolute agony.
Get up, Lanzini, you prick.
Oh, shit.
What?
He's given it.
Oh, fuck's sake, penalty. All right, just keep smiling.
I'm starting to sense the room atmosphere isn't what it was.
Mark Noble's taken it. Great.
Now that's a bad atmosphere.
Oh, fuck me. Are they Ashwood fans on the pitch?
Oh, that was bad timing. Keep smiling.
We are, you fucking twat.
Fucking hell, I hate Lanzini.
This is Vivaldi.
No, the fucking West Ham midfielder.
Oh, right.
Patrick, have you seen the Ashwood fans?
Hey, it's getting a bit ugly down there, pal. And by ugly, I mean fucking minging.
Christ. Okay, I'm going to get more stewards down there.
Do we have to keep smiling still?
Yes!
Mm.
The tension is unbearable. Ashwood City have lost their grip on this game, and once again West Ham United come forward. This is Antonio, who brushes past Broome and they cannot get hold of him. And Babic has tripped him cynically, and that's going to be a second yellow surely. Dario Babic dismissed. My, my, how the Dartley Park mood has turned. Stewards grappling with some fans behind Riviere's goal. And West Ham United are eyeing this up, and you can see why. A few moments left in this game, but Antonio takes it quickly to Haller! 3-2! Hammer blow for the Super Whites. Ashwood just weren't ready for that move. Haller onside, takes a touch and brushes it past his countryman Emmanuel Riviere. A disaster for Ashwood City. This was the game. This was the moment, and it's got away from them. And now we've got yet another problem here. More fans are entering the field of play. Well, unfortunately for these Ashwood City fans, it's been a terrible season. And you could argue that they think it's all over. And Sebastian Haller will tell you that it is now. Some items being thrown onto the pitch here. And I'm being told that fans are breaking into the executive concourse below us. Just a few minutes left in this game to play, and this is not what we like to see. More stewards arriving on site. West Ham fans have been impeccably behaved, it has to be said, but the situation here is getting out of control.
If everyone could just remain calm and get yourself down to the nearest fire exit, just in a calm, orderly
fashion,
ladies and gentlemen.
Right, in here.
Ladies,
what the hell is this?
Cloakroom for the executive block.
Nice, it's bigger than my office.
Yes, Woody, you guys know Will. He's our safety and security officer. This is Adrian. He's ticketing and supporter services manager.
Hey, good night.
Good night, fellas.
Hiya, chap.
Jess, shut up. Will, what's the situation?
She's breached.
She?
In the North Stand and the Broadley.
When can we shoot off two things?
Jess!
Fucking blueprints.
Supporters spilling into the corporate boxes from gates A through to K. And in the Broadley, Adrian.
Executive bars are hit. Gates G, M, and gate L.
Oh, no. Not L.
That's the corporate restaurant.
I'm afraid so.
That's five executive boxes. We can get a handle on five with the security staff that we have, but not six. Not six. As each area gets overwhelmed, the clients we're entertaining will have to be moved back and back. There's no stopping them.
What about the stewards?
The stewards buy you time, but minutes only. The fans will find out that Bournemouth have won. The corporate restaurant and bars will be lost.
It'll die down. This is a Premier League stadium. She can't lose her corporate boxes.
We've lost to the Irons, Miss Tate. I assure you, she can. And she will.
How much time?
An hour. Two at most.
How many West Ham fans in the stadium? Maybe they can draw the attack.
2,200 visiting supporters, sir.
That's not enough.
Patrick, you should probably get in here.
Woody, Jess... come on.
Good Lord.
Oh my God, I didn't think it was going to end like this.
No.
Howard Jagger confirming in his post-match interview that he has resigned from Ashwood City Football Club. We're going to keep you up to date with that worrying, ongoing situation at Dartley Park as we get it.
Well, there you go.
I think I'd better happy to go another season, though, so that's nice.
Oh, that's good. We get a bonus for that.
Yeah.
Oh, fab.
See, it's not all bad, is it?
So, what do you want to do now?
I really, really, really feel like sushi, you know.
Oh, me too.
Fancy something in Mayfair?
Oh, look at you.
I think we deserve to treat ourselves.
Yeah, go on, why not?
Jessica, Christopher, it's been an honour serving with you at this club.
You're going to take the offer?
Yeah. Yeah, I fucking hate this place.
Hey, oh, a confetti!
Oh, that's nice.
Okay, thank you for that. This defeat confirms relegation? Is that correct?
No, not quite.
Not quite, but it's highly likely?
Yes, Yeah, the remaining games make it something of an impossibility. Tottenham, Everton, Manchester United.
You forgot Villa.
Trying to make a point, Woody.
Understood, okay. Well, I'm sure Mr. Hayes has informed you, Patrick, that we will be withdrawing the offer we made to you.
That has been discussed.
You will run the organization as arranged until we can work out the best way to remove the asset from our portfolio.
I see.
One final question. Who is the replacement head coach now that Mr. Howard Jagger has...
What are you doing?
I'm muting the call for a second, Dwight.
Are you fucking crazy?
Woody, have you got Matt's number?
Matt Jansen.
Yeah.
You're going to give it to Matt? Oh, that's nice.
Right, hold on. We're giving the job to Matt Jansen?
Hey, actually, that's a good shout. He's coached with us for the last few years. He knows the ropes.
The fans will love it, Dwight.
I doubt that.
Come on, our record signing from Blackburn in 2002. Ashwood legend, they love all that shit. We've just got to make sure that he's stupid enough to take it.
Hello?
Matt, it's Patrick.
Okay.
Patrick Nolan.
Yep.
Listen, Tottenham game this weekend, you're in charge.
Oh. Thanks.
In fact, you can have the job for the rest of the season, huh? Congratulations.
Are you going to pay me some more money?
I'd rather not, but let's see how we go.
It seems like a lot of work, a lot more work, and a lot more responsibility, but for the same money.
Look, Matt, it's you or the goalkeeping coach, all right? I just called you first. Do you want it or not?
Matt Jansen, former Blackburn Rovers and Ashwood forward, has been confirmed as Ashwood City interim head coach for the remaining four games of the season. He's had a coaching role at the club for the past 3 years, of course, was an understudy to Dan Watson.
Thanks for listening to The Offensive. Interact with the club on Twitter at Ashwood City. Visit the website at ashwoodcity.com. The club shop is now stocked with home and away shirts.
This was a Stakhanov production.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
I'm Kate Thornton. Join me every week on White Wine Question Time, the podcast that asks famous faces three thought-provoking questions over three glasses of wine.
It's very rare to be introduced with such a thorough introduction, and it's kind of lovely to listen to all that and go, yeah, I've had a good life, right?
You really have.
How did you find that?
I can't even remember.
Yeah, you do your research, Kate, man. I'll tell you that.
Do you know what? You are the only person ever, no other journalist has ever made that connection.
Wow, what a great question.
And receives some truly memorable answers.
And Tom Cruise came, and Nicole Kidman. I go to him, listen, before you go, Tom, I just want you to know, if you fancy a foursome, I'm up for it, and I know Anne-Marie doesn't mind.
When I first dated my now husband, I joined a gym for, I'm going to say, £1,000 a year, just so I could go off and have a poo.
I got heckled once in Wales, and there was a bloke at the bar on crutches, and he actually said to me, I'd rather fall over than listen to this shit, and he threw his crutches at me and fell over. Can you believe that?
I've got some cat's ashes, I don't know who they are.
You've been catfished by your own cat.
Exactly, seriously, man.
Dad, have you thought about putting in a breakfast nook? And my dad would say something like, have you thought about getting your own fucking house?
How did you give a duck an orgasm, Craig?
It's good with them, you know. I know my way around a duck.
So if you fancy a sit-down with the likes of Adam Hills, Tom Allen, Hannah Waddingham, Phil Tufnell, James Acaster and Ed Gamble, Daisy May Cooper and tons more, then join me every Tuesday and Friday. Search White Wine Question Time in your podcast app to subscribe and listen now. White Wine Question Time is a Stack production.